This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3993 for Wednesday, the 22nd of November 2023. Today's show is entitled Zed 80 Membership Card. It is part of the series Hobby Electronics. It is hosted by Brian in Ohio and is about 16 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is review of a kit.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio, Brian in Ohio here. I'm out from under my rock and I'm recording another show. This connected to the project of the Homebrew Z80 project that the last couple of episodes that I did were about. And looking around YouTube and such to get ideas, I found an interesting computer called the Cosmic Elf, which is based on a different chip than the Z80, RCA 1802. And in looking around, as you do when you're on the YouTube, going down the YouTube rabbit hole, I came across a website, sunriseev.com, sunrise-ev.com, and links are in the show notes. It's a website of a gentleman, Lee Hart. Lee Hart, from the front page, to find out he's an electrical engineer. He says that he was there at the beginning of the computer revolution, and he has a lifelong love of electric vehicles. And so his website is broken into three parts, actually. One is for EVs, which we're not going to talk about today, and one's about old-style computers, which we are going to talk about today. And also there's some of his writings, which are actually quite funny, some of it. So anyway, when you look through his website, you'll see that he offers a number of kits, and the kits range old retro computer kits. They use old style components, no new stuff in it. And one of the original thing that got me to his website was a Cosmic Elf that's built into an Altoids can. It's really cool. It's an Altoids tin, which, if you don't know what Altoids are, they're a little they're a curiously strong mint, and the little metal box, and I don't know, I think 10-12 years ago it was a big deal to put stuff in them, and it is kind of cool. But there's the Cosmic Elf with the big toggle switches in front to program it. And then if you look around, you'll see that he has what he calls the Z80 membership card. The Z80 membership card is what I ended up buying from him. And you can buy just blank boards, and there's schematics are available, and you could source the parts yourself, or you could buy the Z80, the full-blown kit, which is what I did, which is the Z80 membership card, which is the main CPU board, and the front panel, which allows you to program the little computer right in the palm of your hand. And so that's the kit that I bought. And I'll just say first off that this is a work of art. The ability to design a computer, put it in and make it into a form that would fit inside an Altoids can, that and it actually functions, and it's actually a very usable computer, is quite amazing. My hat's off to Lee Hart and what he's designed. But it goes beyond that. The documentation is tremendous. It comes with, and I've got a picture in the show notes because I thought it was worth showing, but it comes with the main instruction manual. Has this cool full color throwback to a Mad Magazine kind of front page. And it's it says here it's inspired by Creative Computing, 1979. And then in it is sort of a tale of how these two guys talking back and forth like on a bulletin board and designing a computer. And then in the end, you end up with the documentation on how to assemble this this work of art. And the documentation is just excellent. The instructions are thorough and easy to follow. If you're slightly above a novice soldering person. I'm sure you could build one of these kits if you just take your time and read what's there. But that's not all. In addition to it, you get a note from Gil Bates himself, the emperor of marketing at Itty Bitty Micro Company, and it talks about the it's like the user manual for the Z80 membership card, and it's printed out on this old school wide form printer paper with the holes on the side, the feed paper, and it's got it's all printed out in and it's an ASCII art, and it's a very nice brief but very thorough introduction on how to use the membership card either via the front panel or by hooking up a serial cable and using a computer and a terminal, you know, PC and a terminal emulator, terminal programs, TerraTerm, or if you're on a Windows box or PuTTY or just Emacs like I would use. So you get the kit. The kit's $80, so it might be too much for some people, but I had some allowance saved up, and I decided to buy it. And it comes, everything comes in a small, in an envelope, and you get all the components are inside the little Altoids kit that you get. And so the, go to my pictures here, because I will, the pictures are in the show notes, and I'll just sort of quickly narrate what's on the pictures if you're not going to look. So the first picture is the actual picture, is the assembled membership card. It's the Z80 processor, the RAM, the EEPROM, some glue logic chips, so the regulator for power, and that board by itself is a functioning Z80 computer. You can hook a serial connector to it, one of those FTDI cables you can find on Amazon, and you can start programming the computer just with that part. The second picture is the backside, shows some of my tremendous soldering skills, and you'll also see that there's some unique use of the headers, those pin headers. He describes how to do it, and if you follow his instructions, that's what makes the whole form factor squashy enough to fit inside that Altoids tin. The next picture is the front panel, and that's the interface board that you can just use this to program the Z80. It's has a EEPROM, has a monitor program. Monitor is a very low level program that allows you to examine memory cells and insert memory and modify memory, and so basically do programming. This keyboard it's pretty amazing. It's got some LED and sound feedback, so when you press buttons, it beeps, and that's what that big gold disc in the center is. And you can just go ahead and program your heart's content right there. One byte at a time, programming, which I'll describe here in a second. The next picture just shows the backside of that front panel board, and it's got some of these white connectors, which I've never seen before, but they're you have to cut them up a little bit to make it all work, but it's pretty easy. Like I said, the instructions are excellent. And then the next picture shows it how they're sandwiched together, and you can already see how it'll fit right into a little Altoids can. And there it is. The next picture shows the whole computer inside the Altoids tin. I lined my Altoids tin with some electrical tape so anything won't short out. And then I also made, I had this little battery pack for years. That's the next picture. And it has this built-in USB cable. And so I made a little USB adapter board, and I'm able to, and I have a picture of the Altoids tin just in case you don't know what that is. And then there's another picture that shows the computer sitting on top of that battery box with those USB adapter plugged in. That's just for power. That's just to power the little computer. And then I put a cheat sheet inside the front cover that shows the functions of the keys and some of what the little LEDs mean at the top, just to help out. Once you get going, you sort of quickly figure out where keys are and what they mean. But it's helpful. And then there's the last picture is the picture of the documentation. All very cool. So in the end, easy to assemble, I thought. Just take your time, read the instructions. The board is beautiful. The solder mask is awesome. Even though it's a tight fit, it's was easy to solder. I didn't get any solder bridges. It's all through-hole components, so there's no SMD soldering, no real tiny stuff. So if you're looking for a soldering project, the next step up, maybe this could be something for you. Something that's actually a little bit more fun than merely blinking lights or something like that. It's a useful computer. I talked about how I added some things, the battery pack and that, and then it all Velcros together. So I can just hold it in my hand, and with that front panel, I can happily put in machine code and make the little computer do stuff. So that I guess I should talk about its usage. It's really a great little board to learn Z80 assembly code. And so assembly code, if you don't know what assembly code is, go to Wikipedia. But basically what you're doing is, for what I've been doing, is hand assembling programs. I write them down, real small routines, decrement stuff, move some information from one register into another, 16-bit addition, 16-bit subtraction. Small routines, they're maybe 15, 20 lines, something very small, because you have to punch in everything number by number, so you don't want it to be too long. But a lot of, so I write what I want to do down. I've got a book, couple of books with some tutorials, and so I follow their tutorials, and then I hand assemble it. So I take the mnemonic and I find the number and I convert the numbers, and I've got a systematic way of writing it out on a piece of paper, and you end up with a sheet of numbers, and then you just one by one enter those numbers from the front panel, and then you can go back and look to make sure you haven't made any mistakes, and you can fix things if you do. And then you can run the program and see some output, hopefully. And so I don't think this is long-term is the way to go with any computer, but it certainly is a way to learn the rudimentary or the foundations of assembly language program in a fun way. And then the next step with this computer, if you were to go on, is to hook it up to a regular PC via that serial terminal. And then you can use the monitor, and then you have the keyboard available, and it's much easier to do stuff. And then there's assemblers available for the Z80 that are open source, and you can then write some assembly code, have the assembler assemble the program, and then spit out a file, which you then could upload with your serial terminal. And then if that's not enough, you can buy another board that he offers. It's a little bit more. It's like another $50. But with that board, you get 128K of RAM. You get a proper UART chip and some input-output chips. That's a Z80. It's something that Zilog built as part of the whole Z80 family of chips. And with that, you can run CPM. And if you don't know what CPM is, it's basically it's a very early operating system. It's a single person operating system, not multi-user like Linux. And it's but it allows you to access files, move files, save things to disk, things like that. And it's that little board allows you to run CPM, which is it's like DOS if you're a Windows person. I guess we could understand that. And then at that point, there's all kinds of software out there. There's financial software. There's lots of games. There's Zork, I guess, first was on the CPM. So anyway, there's all kinds of good stuff for that. So the computer is even expandable just from beyond the kit that I bought, which is very cool. So my takeaway from this is that Lee Hart is a genius. He makes... And this kit is an excellent kit. The creativity in it, it's not just an A4 sheet of paper with some instructions. He actually did some creative thought on how to do documentation, which is wonderful. And the documentation itself is just amazing. And then it's well within the reach of a novice soldering person to put together. He has, if you're not a Z80 person, if you want to do 65x2, if you want to do Cosmic Elf, there he's got all the stuff right there on his website. Very, very, very nice stuff that's there. I think if you're looking for a gift for somebody who's maybe a kid who wants to learn to solder or is soldering but wants something, another thing, a challenge to put together and have a functioning computer, that's kind of be kind of cool. If you, or if you want to buy a gift for yourself, something to do. I cannot say enough about the quality and the workmanship of this piece of art, this little computer that reminds us of the bygone eras when computers were much more understandable and probably led to more creativity and less destructiveness that the current internet provides. So with that, I'm Brian in Ohio. I'm signing off. And I guess I'd like to remind everybody to pick up a mic and record a show for yourself. Keep the project going. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, you can click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.